Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Welcome inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The NFL conversation continues with Lee Steinberg, super agent and founder and CEO of Steinberg Sports and Entertainment. Talk to me, I mean, Lee, what is the future for Tony Romo?
You know, this is the classic paradox that you have in football. So one theory runs that if you're playing at a quality level, and now you get hurt, that job should be yours when you come back. However, Tony Romo, and the sad part of it is, given his body physically, body and soul to the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, he didn't get hurt hang gliding or, you know, tripping over something at Club Med.
Right.
He got hurt doing exactly what they wanted him to do, and he's sacrificed so much, so your heart has to go out to him. I probably haven't seen as classy a statement as he made, faced with the fact that he'd given everything to the team and now a rookie is playing in his stead, and he was totally supportive. So you see his character. But if you're Tony Romo, you got to get out of there. And if you believe that as he well could, if his health holds up, he could play 3 or 4 more years. He's got to go someplace where he can start. It is really difficult psychologically he's not ready to be a backup quarterback. And so I would expect that you will see a team, pending his health, a number of teams will be interested in him in the offseason. And Jerry has always been great about recognizing the contribution to the team and all the rest of it. Now, it harkens back to another situation where Drew Bledsoe had made the Pro Bowl for the New England Patriots. He had taken them to the Super Bowl. He gets hurt, and some young quarterback comes in and probably has played the best in the last 15 years, and that's Tom Brady. So it was an identical situation there. So while there's a real strong philosophy on a lot of teams that you can't lose your starting job to injury, circumstances have sort of weighed in that they're looking at their future. I mean, Dak Prescott could play for the next 10 to 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you don't get, as a team, that quarterback position centralized, you can go forever without being a Super Bowl contender. And they just happen to have an embarrassment of riches.
Is that how you would advise him to go ahead and get out of there?
You would sit with a player like that and you would say, look, what are your goals now? Is it short-term finance? Is long-term guarantee? He's made a lot of money over time. But the competitive zeal and the zest of these professional athletes, especially football players, is unquenchable. They would try to beat you at tiddlywinks. So if you're Tony Romo, you don't want to end up your career, you know, as a backup. You want to end up your career showing that you can play. Now, he's been a model citizen. He could have created a quarterback controversy just by making certain statements,
mm-hmm.
and it would have made it really rough on Dak Prescott. Well, he didn't, and he showed himself to be a totally loyal Dallas Cowboy person, and it had to be killing him inside. So my prediction is he ends up somewhere else, probably as a starting quarterback, maybe with a young, promising quarterback coming up behind him who he brings in over a year or two.
Okay, Lee, so let's switch gears. Let's talk about a team that is close to your home base, and that is the Rams. It has certainly been a disaster this season. What kind of movement and moves do they need to make in the offseason to get into the game?
So when the Rams were coming back and people said, will they be successful, my response was, there are 15 million people here, but the case in Los Angeles are a little different. We like stars. They've got a couple of younger ones. We like exciting sports teams, you know, the Lakers and Showtime,
sure.
and the Dodgers. And the problem with the Rams is they're both boring and losing. And that's really a death knell. Now, we're so excited they're back that they get a bit of a honeymoon, but the papers were just vicious on Jeff Fisher. And the first thing they have to do is get an offensive line more like Dallas's, because Todd Gurley in this season has gone from being one of the great superstars of the NFL to sort of, you know, there, and his numbers have fallen off. Now they got a young quarterback they're bringing along. He needs a stronger offensive line. He needs Gurley to be running to take the edge away. They're pretty fine defensively, although they've given up a number of points in games. But they have some great defensive personnel. Their focus needs to be on the offensive side. Todd Gurley can be a good weapon, but Jared Goff's in a learning phase. They have to do something about the offensive line and get that going. And in scheme and design, I would never pretend to be a football coach, but they certainly need to do some more imaginative things because, you know, they're scoring 3, 10, 13 points a game, and, you know, this movie's going to close in Hollywood very soon.
Okay, so Jeff Fisher is out. Who's going to be the next head coach for the Rams?
I think it's all the big names that they're talking about, I think, are illusory because Jim Harbaugh's not leaving Michigan. I mean, he's in the best situation he could be in. John Gruden, I think, has become accustomed to a lifestyle that doesn't involve him doing what he did as a coach, which is get up at 3 a.m. and be in there by 4 a.m. and never sleep and be obsessed. It's still a great job because, you know, you have a team in the second largest market. They're going to have a bunch of draft picks, except that's a little challenged by what they gave up with Jared Goff. But you know, if you can bring this Ram team back, in the second largest market in the country, that's worth a tremendous amount of money and salary, but it's also worth everything else. So it's still a coveted job, even though the cupboard is not, you know, a cornucopia overflowing with offensive riches. And so there was a story today in the paper here about whether or not they should try to trade for a coach.
Yeah, I saw that.
And they feel pressure to make a big move in the same way that this is the first time football's been back in Southern California in 22 years. And the Coliseum was packed and rocking and rolling at the start of the season, and it was half empty and filled with booze. So they feel the pressure to do a dynamic hire that's going to make people wake up, and they may not be in a position to do that. They may just need to take the best young coordinator who's the next in line to be a head coach and hire him. And then you've got the question about what happens in personnel, because, well, Fisher got fired, Les Snead, the general manager, didn't, and he's largely responsible for the roster. And remember, they paid a big price to get Goff. So it's not like they're overloaded with draft choices as I think about it.
Hey, Lee Steinberg has been with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We wanted to have him on this Christmas holiday to get the latest on the Cowboys and also on the Rams. Merry Christmas, and we appreciate you coming on. Thanks, Lee.
It's been my pleasure. Anytime.
Of course. Stick around. Much more coming your way at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show.